This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
GoDaddy.com. Man up and get your $4.95 by entering code MMA Nuts.
Defense Soap. Offense wins matches. Defense keeps you on the mat. Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 125.
125.
My name is Ingo Weigold.
I'm back with this MMA show by MMA fans for MMA fans. We're walking the line between serious and ridiculous. What's going on, Ingo?
I don't know, not much. Just hanging, yeah. You know? Chilling.
Like a villain named Matt Dillon? Or wait, you don't like him.
Matt Dillon? Who's Matt Dillon?
I don't know. Isn't he an actor?
Maybe.
Isn't he infamous or famous?
Matthew
depends
Dillon,
which comes first.
Maybe. Matt Dillon.
So what's going on?
I don't know. I was browsing the web earlier, and I noticed that you can call certain people.
Like who?
I don't know. You can make phone calls to famous people now for, you have a slide.
Prepared. You can call a champ?
Yes.
Ken
Shamrock. You can call him at 888-695-4543, extension 116512. Rate permitted, $11.99.
That's totally fair.
$12 a minute. Holy fuck.
Did you know who else you could call? I was looking at the site.
No.
Horace Grant and Tim Hardaway, $8.99 a minute.
Okay, discount. I can see that.
I don't know who this motherfucker is, but he's running up the bill. Bubba Paris, apparently he was on the 49ers.
Okay.
$19.99 per minute.
Ouch.
But I found the deal. Fucking Christian Okoye, the Nigerian Nightmare, at $6.99 a minute.
Nice.
Get in now while you can. I thought that guy was dead, by the way.
Apparently not.
It's all good.
How do you know it's the people that you think it is?
I don't know. How do you know it's not pre-recorded?
Yeah, right. Wouldn't that be fucked up?
Hello, this is Ken Shamrock. I swear I've called some of those. It was like back in the day, wasn't it like a 976 number? 976-3636. It's like weather.com, but not the .com. It was just straight up weather back in the day. They'd tell you what the weather was.
Yeah.
They would take their damn sweet time. I ran up quite a phone bill once.
Just to check the weather?
What the hell? I think I dialed it like 500 times one day because I was bored. I wanted to see if the shit was changing. then my mom was like, we got this $300 phone bill. Did you call this 976-3636? Like, I don't know what you're talking about. What? I don't use the phone, Mom.
I don't check the weather.
Yeah.
What do I care?
Yeah. So. Yeah, I'm just saying you should be careful. Dispute the charges.
Use a credit card that you don't like and then just cancel it.
That's that penny CD thing, right?
What?
Where you
get
13 CDs for
Columbia
a penny
House?
Or something.
Is that what it is? Columbia House?
Yeah. They still run that?
I don't think so.
It doesn't really work anymore.
People were signing up their dogs and friggin' cats, and I don't know. When you're underage and you do that, it's not your parents are not responsible, and neither are you. So you can just cancel it, sending like 30 DVDs.
You can cancel it at any time, or so they said.
For like a fee of $100 or something crazy.
Oh, you don't have to buy any of that. How does that work now in the digital world? It doesn't, does it?
No,
not so much.
You just buy your shit and it's yours. You know, I don't know.
Or use it.
You have
Pandora style
rights, yes.
Right.
So call a champ if you like. We may call. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
You know what we should do?
What?
We should do this. I think this would be cool. Mm. I'll be up for this. If we can get the fans to like send in some questions for Ken Shamrock, we can call him and put it out there.
That sounds fair enough.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. So if you guys have questions for Mr. Ken. What is it, the world's most dangerous man?
He is still the world's most dangerous man. I don't care. I won't let him sign my poster and taint it, but he's still the world's most dangerous man.
Yeah, post on our Facebook. We should make a little post.
We'll make a post.
Yeah, but we'll do that. And then we'll call him, and we'll record it, and we'll see what happens.
I'm sure he'll totally be okay with that. At $11.99 a minute.
$12 a minute. I'll do whatever I want. I'll jerk off on the phone while I'm
well,
talking
to him. Well, that's the thing.
Ken's like, what are you doing? Don't worry. Keep talking.
How is that supposed to work? Am I supposed to... Should you ask him? Am I supposed to have my pants on or off right now? I haven't had a...
You think he would hang up if you said
I've
that?
Never paid for a phone call except in like college. One of my roommates called something.
It's got to be... Phone sex has to be cheaper than $12 a minute.
Right? I swear it was like $3.99
okay,
a minute.
That's fair. I would say that's okay. 12, come on. 10 yeah. minutes, like 100-some bucks. It's crazy.
It is. Are you telling me I'm not going to win that credit card dispute?
I don't know.
That's egregious.
I'm willing to say we can pay for that. As long as the fans have good questions, you have to talk fast, okay?
Yeah, is he gonna like slow talk us?
Hold
and
on.
Pretend like he's punch
gonna put us on hold and be like, "Hey, I gotta let my dog out. One sec.
Gonna make a phone call. Can you hang on for a second?"
It's a great.
It's all good. We're gonna make it happen.
Yes. What's next?
WSOF.
Oh yes.
I saw one fight because I forgot it was televised and it's being recorded. Almost Stooge. As we speak.
Yes. So, slightly mismatched fights on this card?
I don't have a problem with mismatched fights. It yeah. leads for more entertaining finishes, like first sure. rounds. There's a lot of first round action.
Yep.
Anthony Robel Johnson, I think it's classic, once again gets finger banged in the eye socket, then delivers like a fucking epic knockout where the guy comes forward, fucking cracks him with the right hand, and then the guy face plants and he walks off.
Nice.
Like a Mark Hunt uppercut.
Looking good
off.
At 205, eh?
Yeah, if he can keep making weight.
Three in a row, four in a row?
So, I think four in a row yeah. now.
Good for him.
Maybe back in the UFC.
He deserves to be back. He just had, like, you know, a rough stretch there. I think he's very talented. Just couldn't put everything together for some reason. Maybe because he was trying to fight, like, at
170. Skeleton. At 185. You can't cut 50 pounds.
That's
of fucking.
Crazy.
Man, what's his lifespan going to be?
I don't know.
Hopefully long. It's a tough toll on your body cutting fucking 50 pounds or any of these guys cutting weight. Like
yep.
20 pounds plus seems to be the standard now.
Yeah, seems to be.
And then Arlovsky wins with a knockout in the first round. He looked good.
Andre! Making a comeback.
Did he ever go away? I think he was always in the mix.
Maybe.
I'd like to see him back in the UFC.
Sure.
Why not? He's a former UFC champion. Him and Tim Sylvia. Both of them should be back.
Mm-hmm. I don't know about Sylvia, but definitely Andre.
I think they both should be back.
Andre makes a case. Sylvia, I don't know.
They're
so
both
much.
Champions.
Can Sylvia make 265? That's the question.
Maybe we need a super weight class.
I don't think he can.
He can do it. If he puts his mind to it, he can do anything.
True.
He could own a chocolate factory if he wanted.
He could. He may already own a chocolate factory.
Augustus Gloop in the motherfucking house. Anyways.
So bring good. It back.
Bring it back in.
Okay.
We're going to move right along.
Yes.
Thank Flying you. Through this show. So.
Oh, yes.
Did you see this guy? What the post a video of this showboating gone bad.
I got to find it again.
Did
I email that to you? I think I did.
Yeah, you emailed it okay. to me, but...
Ridiculous.
The guy double taps his head to
like, come
make
on.
Sure he can get hit, leaves his hands at his waist, and gets fucking one punch knocked out.
Yeah, that was brutal.
So sad. Stupid. If you're going to taunt the guy, at least keep your hands up. Protect yourself at all times, bitch.
You can be tough as nails, and if somebody hits you on the button, you're going to sleep.
Yeah. Well, and my problem is, why do these people feel the need to give someone else a free shot?
I don't know.
It usually doesn't work out well for them.
No.
It's not good for your health
it
or
looks
your career.
Good. If you can do that
yeah,
and survive.
Yeah, it looks good for the other guy.
Yeah. If you can taunt, like Nick Diaz style, and survive.
Or Anderson Silva.
It's all good.
Yeah, but this guy wasn't as fast. He didn't quite move no. out of the way. Matrix no. style. He just kind of stood there.
You gotta move
and then
head.
Collapsed.
Whichever way the punch is coming, you gotta
you know, roll with
roll
the punch.
Away. Not
in not eat it face first. I'm gonna see if I can ram my head into your fist.
What's gonna hurt worse?
Let's see what happens. I'm gonna put my chin first.
Yes.
Face down, ass up. That's the way we like to fuck. Let's throw that out there.
Okay.
Not too enough. Live crew, come on.
I remember.
I wrote that. I remember in college. Here you go. Here's a quick oh, no. little tidbit. We went to a Geno's East. You ever go to Geno's East where you can write?
On the wall?
Yeah, you yes. write whatever you want.
Of course. It's a Chicago establishment for those who don't know who that serves pizza.
And you're allowed to write wherever you want, whatever
delicious
you want.
Pizza.
And I had to write face down, ass up. That's the way we like to fuck. And everybody with me was like, don't do it. Don't ride it. Like, go fuck yourselves. I'm riding it because I can and I will.
And what happened?
Nothing. I did it and I was disgraced by the group.
Did the did the police come and arrest you?
No, nothing happened. The point is, speak your mind. Free speech! First Amendment.
Free your mind and the rest will follow?
Something like that. Free your mind and the rest will follow. Who sings that? Is that Destiny's Child?
And Vogue, I think.
And Vogue!
See, ooh. My memory's working today.
He's on fire!
I am on
fire! That means I should probably do a shot.
I'm not medicated.
I should be drinking. Heavily.
Heavily drinking?
I don't know. I'll suck on a little of this. Private stock over.
Suck on a little of that. Alrighty then.
Hey, speaking of sucking on things.
What's the next news story? You got anything?
Yeah, I do. Fits right in. There's perfect. Another one. So.
Oh no.
Fucking Disney buys out Lucasfilms and now has the rights to Star Wars. Yeah, $4 billion fucking dollars. And now they're going to produce 3 more Star Wars movies. What do you think? Are they going to be good, bad, or indifferent?
I am not sure. I still think that Disney and, like, when you look at, wasn't Disney and Toy Story, isn't Toy mm-hmm. Story Disney?
Yeah,
like,
they bought Pixar.
Yeah, if they can make that kind of magic with Star Wars, it will be amazing. But the last 3 Star Wars movies, maybe with the exception of the last one, which was a lot of fighting, which was had a cool ending and stuff, I didn't like the first one for sure. I don't know. I'm on the fence about this. What worries me is that, is this man close to the edge? Is he like, you know?
That's what worries me.
Jar Jar Binks, yeah. Well, Lucas said he would never give up his baby. Why all of a sudden? Is it?
He might have the HIV. I'm just saying he might.
Great mind, great, you know, I think Star Wars, you know, the books are amazing. There's so many books you can read. And the movies never really, like, get there. The first 3 are phenomenal. And then you have, like, 1 out of the last 3 are good. Mm-hmm. I'm up in the air. I don't know. It depends who they cast and whatever. And
yeah, who's going to write it?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
I think we need, like, a Michael Bay and, like, Quentin Tarantino, like, combination Star Wars. Ooh. Like, epic blockbuster and then, like, crazy fucked up guy.
I think Tarantino would be the perfect guy.
And Johnny Depp needs to be involved somehow.
Well, if Tarantino's okay. doing it.
Yeah,
isn't he? It's Burton. It's Burton in depth.
Yeah,
that's always some weird fucking.
Oh, you can't
shit.
Do Burton on Star Wars. Would be fucked up.
I think you should, because then it would be like you'd have like Jar Jar Binks made out of clay.
You'd
like,
take lots of acid to go see that movie
with scissor hands, like finger banging other like Yoda or whatever.
Yes,
it's all good.
Yeah, so I'm on the fence. What do you like this idea or?
I don't know yet. I'll withhold judgment until I see
2014
first movie.
Is supposed to be the year, the first one. I'll definitely live
that long.
I'm a Star Wars fan. I love it.
I have all the toys from my childhood still. Nice. I'm saving them.
Just in case?
They're worth monies. Okay. I'm not selling them yet.
Nice.
Soon.
But not yet. You might want to sell them before they put this franchise in the shitter. <Yeah.
laughs> They're going to devalue all these freaks. These Star Wars freaks.
So,
it's all good.
I mean, it's always good to geek out on Star Wars, but definitely the best franchise sci-fi-wise, I think, in my opinion. Better than Star Trek, which I was into for a while when I was younger, but just overall, better story. I think it more captures the human struggle, you know, between good and evil.
And Princess Leia and Return of the Jedi. Can't beat that outfit.
Yeah, too bad. Nowadays, not so hot, but...
I'd still throw one into you. I ain't gonna lie.
Just as long as she wears the buns.
Yeah.
She's gotta wear the
How
buns.
How old is she now? Carrie Fisher? She's gotta be, what, 60?
Up there.
She's probably still good for it.
Okay. Maybe.
I'm just saying.
She could be. Carrie Fisher. Matt's all about it.
Watch out.
So, but we'll see if it's a marriage made in not heaven or heaven.
I'm not quite sure yet.
Da-da-da-da.
What is that, like Imperial Butter? Is that like a butter commercial and then the crown pops on? Bah, 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 bah.
Yep.
Whatever the fuck that was. It's all good. We'll move right along. There was some other news, but I don't even want to talk about it.
Fuck it. We got shit to do.
I'll just say 2 names. Stefan Bonner and Dave P.B. Herman.
Thank you. Everyone knows what we're talking about.
And I'm not going to go into detail.
Moving on to UFC 154, St. Pierre versus Condit. Held on November 17th, 2012, at the Bell Center in Montreal, Quebec, Canada.
Did they sell this one out yet? I heard the ticket sales were anemic because The last card had a lot of injuries.
Oh, nobody wants to buy tickets?
Everyone's kind of holding out. GSP is probably going to pull. What if GSP pulls out?
No way.
He doesn't pull out?
He doesn't pull out.
That guy's a chip. He's like Schwarzenegger.
I don't pull out.
Fucking drops it in.
Yes.
He's got one ball.
He might.
He does.
Or he might have no balls. Who? GSP?
No, Schwarzenegger.
Oh.
I don't know about GSP. He probably has five. He seems five tough. Balls.
He's just like, you like my balls? I have five.
It's all good. He probably juggles them too. You know. You ever try juggling more than three?
No.
It's tough.
My balls are huge, so it's hard to juggle.
It's a good point.
That's why I have to wear special straps for them so they don't hit the ground.
Lock them down.
So they don't hit the ground as I walk.
Awesome. It's good to know. Mental note. Thank you.
Otherwise, it's that sound of like a bowling ball dragging behind you. Same kind of sound.
Speaking of bowling ball, man, we haven't broke something with the bowling ball in a while. I have three on standby.
Yeah. I went bowling today.
Did you?
Yeah.
Nice. How'd you do?
My wife, terrible.
You break 100?
Yes.
Good.
But I used to be a really good bowler, but you know, with the balls you get at the lanes or whatever, they're never right. You can't put any spin on them. I'm a hook thrower guy.
You should go bowling then. I'm a big fan of bowling.
I got to find my ball. I think I might have thrown it out. So I don't know
why.
We'll
just go to Goodwill. That's where I found one for $6. I got a nice one.
Yeah. Because I used to go a lot. I was like around a 200 bowler.
Oh, wow.
In that range.
I was like the 140s.
Okay.
So we'd make a great team. We'll kill anybody in a league. We should start a league.
And my son actually bowled over 100 too.
Nice.
It was bumper bowling.
So. It doesn't matter.
But he did pretty well. He wasn't all excited. He didn't really want to do it. And then after the first ball, he's like, oh, this is great. He's like, yeah. So he's a little timid sometimes.
It's all good.
Sometimes I just got to, you know, kick him.
Down the lane. Go. Just spread your arms out. You'll get them all.
Kids are nervous. They don't understand, you know, first time. It's a lot of noise banging around. But it was fun. Did we have one right there? The Brunswick or whatever?
Yeah.
It was cheap. The most expensive part of the whole thing was renting the shoes.
Yeah.
Like $5 to rent shoes. But the bowling is like a buck or two a game. Mm-hmm. It's nothing.
Go on a weekday.
Cheaper?
I go on a weekday sometimes. I'm just saying. It's about a buck a game.
I cannot be in a bowling league also. I have too many hobbies already. Okay. And we got that other thing we might be doing now. So
yeah.
That's too many hobbies.
Well, we'll just have to do it sometime.
But we could take the families together as like an outing. That would be possible.
Sure.
Just saying. Can we talk about some fights?
I guess.
Okay.
What's first?
Oh!
Fireworks will ensue. All right, we got Patrick.
The Predator!
Cote, he's 17-8 versus Alessio.
Legionarios!
Sakara, he's 15-9. Cote, 47% of his wins by KO, 18% by submission. Sakara, 60% by KO and 13% by submission.
Can I go first?
Yes.
Okay. Go. 17 knockouts between these two fools. 17.
What's that?
That's a lot. That's a lot of KOs. Okay. I think this is going to be over fast. I feel like Cote has probably one of the best chins in MMA. The guy can take a huge punch. Sakara is really confident in his striking. He's going to go out there trying to bang with them, and Cote is going to catch him early and finish the shit. It's in Canada. You know, he's all going to be
pumped. Is he
going to
yell at him like, oh, come on, bang with me, bro.
Bang with me, bro. I want to bang. Just let me bang.
You know the rough fight. You'll figure it out.
So I feel like an early finish. I think it's going to be not so exciting. And Sakara has been like all over the place. He's lost a lot. Isn't he like 0-3?
He's on a two-fight losing streak right now. And one was a decision. One was a knockout. Who is it? Brian Stan?
Si.
Si.
Si, senor.
Or I'll go. Si. It really confused everybody as I shake my head sideways for those of you listening.
Okay. So that's my prediction. Early finish. It's in Canada. The Predator making, I mean, dude, he had a couple
what?
Of, you know, here's a guy, I gotta love the guy, gets kicked out of the UFC, he was like, you know what, fuck it, I understand, I didn't do the right thing, I'm gonna go win some fights, and I'm coming back. No bitching, no complaining, just like, let's do it. And he's back. He's back!
Which round? You taking first round?
One round. 96 seconds.
Awesome. I'm gonna go 69 seconds.
Okay.
But, so Cote's coming off a loss to Kung Lee. Where he looked a step slow in that fight, but it's his first fight back in the UFC from, being gone for a while. And like we're saying, Sakara is a two-fight losing streak. This is not a loser leaves town fight. Sakara, maybe.
Yeah, I think he should get cut if he.
Yeah.
How many chances does a guy get?
I don't know, but his chin cannot withstand the Predators.
No.
Punch power.
Chin for chin?
Oh my God. it's like a recipe for disaster. And Sakara just likes to stand and bang. Yep. Kote likes to stand and bang. So let's just get together and see what happens. And every time Sakara gets in one of those fights, he gets knocked out typically. Mm-hmm. And the only time that this was weird that Kote took a TKO loss was to actually to Anderson Silva.
Oh, because of the knee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is bullshit. It should have been something, I don't know, not a TKO loss. But did you know that fight was 4 years ago? 4 fucking years ago.
Really? We went to that. That's I that know. Long ago?
It seemed like maybe two.
Yeah, I didn't realize I've known you that long.
Yeah.
It's like been like 5 years I've known you. Wow.
It's okay. Up. Well, you got to think, like, the kids, too. It's like, our wives knew each other before we knew each other, and it was like...
And I didn't have my son, and he's only going to be 4 soon. So yeah, that makes sense. Sure, sure.
Yeah, because we would have been training Krav Maga right before
we
were born.
Wow, 2 years of Krav Maga. Year? How many years? 2 years?
It was about two.
About 2 years?
Yeah.
And then a couple years. I've been doing martial arts a long time to be this shitty at it. I should be better at it than I am.
Don't lie. He just says that so then you'll try some shit on him, and he'll fuck you up.
No. I'm terrible.
He'll fuck you up. It's all good. So I think I'll agree. I think Kote is going to invoke the power of Canada. Big knockout win for him.
Okay. I like
I'll
it.
Take Kote first round, 69 seconds in. The Magic 8-Ball likes to get hazy every once in a while. Better not tell you now. Concentrate and ask again. Go ahead. Kote.
Uh-oh.
Jokers
is
are
there
wild,
still a curse?
Bitch.
I don't think we have a curse anymore.
I think we broke it in
broken.
2011.
Okay, good.
It's all good.
Very good.
Click. I need to take a drink.
I'm excited.
It's like a TV timeout
right
now.
I'm excited about this fight. I think this is going to be amazing. Fight of the night, let me just say.
You think?
Yes.
Oh, it's brutal. So brutal.
It's all good.
All right.
You're mixing like 12 different kinds of liquors over
shit
there.
Going on over here.
Like a midget bartender off stage.
Right, low. All right, we got Martin.
Hitman.
Catman, he's 20-5 versus Johnny.
Big Rig.
Ooh, nice. Mm-hmm. Hendricks, he's 13-1. Catman, 40% of his wins by KO, 35% by submission. Hendricks, 54% by KO and 8% by submission. The odds from BetDSI. Catman at +105, Hendricks at -135. So, this is going to be a tough fight for, I think, both guys. It's questionable. Catman should have the striking advantage, a little more technical. Hendricks has been fed a lot of wrestlers when you look back who he's fought of late. It's Koscheck, Fitch, Pierce, Story. He hasn't really fought a technical striker. But he did fight Amir Sadala once.
Who's very technical.
Exactly. And we're joking when we fucking say that, so you know at home.
I'm not joking. He's very technical.
He believes it, but I'm fucking joking.
Joe Rogan told me so. It's very technical.
And God has spoken.
Yes.
And all is right with the universe. Monkeys.
Awkward silence.
I'm going to pause now.
Okay. Twice you've paused now.
Okay. No. Stop it.
Okay.
So, the Catman, his issue, he likes to let shit go a little too far, and he needs to work a little bit on a striking defense, because he's been in a couple of fights in positions, like, look at his Alves fight. He's getting his ass kicked for two and three quarters rounds. Alves makes a mental mistake. Catman capitalizes.
Sorry, I thought you said Elvis at first.
Elvis?
I'm just thinking.
Elvis is in the building, bitch! Like,
murder love! Sorry. I was like, Elvis?
Oh, Jesus. We're going off the reservation.
Sorry, I'm picturing like the jumpsuit. Catman's like striking.
Catman's throwing air punches. Come on, Elvis. What's up, bitch? What's up?
He's got hips, all right?
Duck.
He can, what, he'd take down defense with those hips, I'm sure.
Oh, you'd be hypnotized. You wouldn't know what to do. And then foot kick to the face, bitch. Leonardo Machida, Ready Couture style.
Yep. You were saying Elvis. Sorry.
So Elvis makes the mental mistake to go for the takedown late in the third round.
Yes.
Catman capitalizes, guillotines him. He's got a deadly guillotine, deadly submission game, definitely on the chokes. So Hendricks needs to watch his P's and Q's, maybe even his T's and Z's, it depends. Whatever. But I'm going to take Catman. Maybe I might take him by a second round submission. I like a guillotine from him. We'll just got to see how Hendricks is going to work. Is he going to try to employ like the Diego Sanchez plan where you go for takedown, 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 and try to get it, try to get it, try to get it?
Mm-hmm.
Catman's got some pretty good takedown defense, so we'll see what happens. But I like Catman's chances. So, second round sub, what say you?
I am not sure about this fight. I don't know that I disagree with anything you said. I think certainly Catman has a better technical stand up. The thing about Hendricks, the guy's been on a tear, and really he's only lost one fight, which was like a anomaly to Rick Story, where Story just came in like,
you know. A man possessed.
Yeah, it was crazy. I mean, the guy was on a tear for a while there, Story was, when he ran into Hendricks. And, you know, Hendricks has knocked out Fitch. He's knocked out all kinds of dudes. Strong as hell. Really good wrestler. Power puncher.
Yeah.
And I think his last two or three fights, I've kind of started to see like more of a technical striking game from him too, where he's not wild. He's calculated with the strikes. And
I'm going to be choking here for a minute. Keep talking.
So
sorry.
You need to call 911?
No. I'll be all right.
Nurse. We need an MMA nuts nurse is what I'm thinking. Like,
ooh,
scantily clad like
hey
a
now.
Nurse's outfit.
Can we make that happen?
We might.
Notice how my voice just dropped down an octave or two?
Let's see.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, Hendricks, he's got a lot. I think they said that this was going to be I think one of these two guys should get the next shot, I think. Don't you think?
Sure.
I mean, once they settle the shit.
It's a contender fight.
Yeah, I would say so. So there's a lot riding on this fight, and I think you made a really good point, which we've seen from Campman time and time again.
What's that?
When he gets hit, he doesn't, like, cover up. He's like, okay, now we're going. And I think for a guy like Hendricks who's got so much power, that's really scary for Campman, who just throws out his technical ability on a whim just because he got hit once and he just wants. He's like, "Fuck it, it's go time."
Yeah, and if he bleeds,
it's over.
It's bad
yeah.
news.
So I'm gonna take a decision, and I think it's gonna be a brawl the first two rounds. Well, that's really cloudy.
This can't be cloudy. Good. So sorry. We got stuff brewing over okay. here, and that ain't gonna work
you
well.
Should show them. Show them that cloudy beer. Oh my god, that's like.
There's like.
There's stuff sitting there. You're gonna die drinking.
I'm
that.
Just saying, I may have run out of
a
said
out of bards.
Bards and I had to drink else. Something else. And I'm just saying, this looks like orange juice with pulp. And I didn't order the pulp and/or orange juice. Oh, yeah, that's going to taste so awesome.
I'm taking Hendricks via decision. I think the first two rounds are split, in the third round. I think Hendricks does more damage in the fight overall on Catman, and I think it's going to show in the third round, mm-hmm. and he wins a decision. But he probably grinded out the last round with taking him down, top control. I don't see him getting guillotined. I think he's too smart for that. He's a really good wrestler.
Well, the beard might protect that.
Okay.
Depends how
epic
it is.
He's got the epic beard. So I'm predicting Hendricks, and I said it before, I'll say it again. I think
what?
He's one guy to watch. He will hold the belt one day. I think he has a really good chance. He's just from looking at how much he's grown every fight, I think there's more potential for him, you know, at 170, right? 170?
Yeah.
Okay.
170.
So, Hendricks' decision, fight of the night. It's going to be exciting. I hope it goes three rounds of madness. Pure cock and balls.
Awesome. It's all about cock and balls, Ego.
It is.
Magic 8-Ball is taking Catman, one of
really
myself.
You really drink that?
I kind of don't want to, but I kind of want to.
Take a little sip. Let us know how it is. Because that brings us to sponsors! We have DefenseSoap.com.
Yep.
Where offense wins matches and defense keeps you on the mat. And don't worry, Matt, if that fucks you up, just have a suck on some defense soap and you'll be all set. It's going to clean you right up. Seriously, folks, check this shit out. It's good stuff. They have a lot of products. The soap being, of course, the number one thing, my favorite defense soap.
Oh.
Smells delicious. All natural stuff.
Can I try this, by the way?
I don't think so.
Ooh.
I think it's like ringworm and pedicle, MRSA, athlete's foot, jock itch, lice, dandruff, acne, and dry skin. And I can say the dry skin for sure. Are you going to dunk the soap into there?
We got to rectify something here. Oh, my God.
Man. Not good. It smells really fruity. Like, is there a banana in there?
It's a fruity type of beer. Hopefully it's gonna kill whatever ringworm.
This is like
emphysema.
The dirtiest bar of soap ever.
It's been in my mouth. Ingo's been like rubbing his balls on it when no one's looking.
It's
like and
it's defense soap though. You're safe.
Defense soap doesn't give a fuck.
Oh,
it's
and
safe.
I almost forgot. Use the code MMA Nuts and save yourself 15% on your entire order. Go to defensesoap.com
awesome.
Right now. You can buy a bunch of shit from them. It's good stuff. Also, we are sponsored by GoDaddy. Where you can do what? Man up or something? What would you gotta do?
Man up, get your $4.95.com.
Yes. By entering what code, Matt?
MMA Nuts.
MMA Nuts at GoDaddy.com. Get your $4.95 domain. Cheapest fucking domain on the internet. Interwebs.
Right.
You cannot buy domains cheaper, I believe.
And if you claim like $5 is not a hot deal, go fuck yourself, because it is!
For years of a domain? I mean, even if you have just an idea. And you say, okay, maybe I might want to do this. Maybe I want to get bigblackcock.com, right? And it's not taken, which it probably is. But if it's
you could probably get bigwhitecock.com. I'm pretty sure that's probably open
because like
it doesn't exist.
That's right. I'm just saying,
anyways.
If you have an idea, you know, you're sitting around at the bar and you're like, oh, yeah, that's amazing. $4.95, what do you got to lose, right?
Peace, love, and crabs.
I'm not sure how that
.com.
Oh, he's loving crabs.
Sorry. Joe's Crab Shack.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. I forgot about that.
They have nice waitresses.
They do. Last but not least, we are sponsored by Ice Mountain.
Yeah. The Nestle Pure Life. We're sponsored by Bard's Beer. Best gluten-free beer in the world. You go to bardsbeer.com. You can find a retailer or a location near you.
Yes. And, oh, I forgot one thing.
What?
Q5 Combat.
Oh.
I use their supplements. You can use a code MMA.
Launch Fuel!
And save 10% on all orders. This is my favorite, okay? It's Launch Fuel.
You should take some right now. Don't
no.
be a bitch, Ingo.
No.
Give me that shit.
It's all
right.
No.
Damn it!
I don't even know if it's gluten
I don't know if it's gluten free. I'm getting out of control. Let me just smell it.
Okay.
It's not
Let
open.
Let me tell you. Okay?
I'm opening it right
there
now.
There are a lot. It's fine. There are a lot of pre workout supplements in the market. A lot of stuff I've tried in the past. Makes me all crazy in the heart, especially when you're doing grappling where you're like, you know, 100% just balls to the wall.
You gotta like when it smokes.
It smokes out. This stuff is all natural.
Whoa! I may be high for 2 days.
Let's shake it up.
It
doesn't give you that jittery. Oh, it's gonna make it even worse.
I know. That's why I did it.
It's gonna really smoke. It doesn't give you that jittery feeling. It's more like a calm, and you feel like mentally awake, I guess.
I'm totally feeling mentally awake right now.
For martial arts, it's especially good because, you know, you're always learning techniques and stuff, and you just seem to kind of grasp things better because you're really alert, but it's not like a high, like a caffeine buzz or a Red Bull buzz or fucking whatever people are taking, like blow your heart out buzz. They have a lot of different things. Go to Q5 Combat, use code MMA Nuts, save yourself 10%. Their protein is delicious as too. I think your wife has been using it, right? Or have you?
No. This is gluten-free, right?
I have no idea. He said that it's probably not.
It's not? Or
I don't think so.
I want to pour it in my beer. I want to make sure that beer is going to be all right.
He said the protein should be, but he can't vouch for anything else, so I don't know.
Okay, you can wrap that up for me. We're done here.
I don't know.
We're done here.
I don't know if it's gluten-free, so...
I don't need to shit my pants. We got another solid half hour, if not an hour.
No.
I would have poured that in my beer. If it said gluten-free on the label, I was in. It was in my beer. It would have been...
So that brings us to the main event.
Oh, shit. Maybe.
Speaking of the main event...
What?
We have a special contest. MMA Nuts fans. And all they got to do, and it's brought to you by DefenseSoap.com. Oh. All, and what you win is a Defense Soap travel kit, which is amazing because they give you a big selection of all their products in a fancy little bag. You get wipes, soap, oils, tonics. You get a loofah, I think. I don't know. I gave you some shit. You get some cream and all that stuff. So you got, like, the full travel Defense Soap kit. So if you're, like, an executive, even if you don't grapple, like, you know, if you're doing that dirty business with those ladies late at night and you just feel dirty, you can scrub your balls.
Yeah, if you're a high businessman, you got the low-level employees, ladies that are hot, that probably are, like, 19, 20. Yeah. You're doing stuff you shouldn't be doing.
Right.
And your wife might have cancer and you're fucking around on the side on her.
you took it to a whole new level.
Sorry. Oh, I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm just saying, but I'm not saying.
Terrible. Terrible, terrible.
I speak. It's all legend. It's all legend. It's not a true story.
Okay. So here's the contest.
Go.
You.
Yeah, let's hear you explain this one because I'm waiting for it.
The contest is for DefenseOf.com, a free travel kit. What you do is you go to our Facebook.
Okay, I'm there.
You make your prediction for UFC 154 on the main event only.
Okay, main event.
GSP versus Condit. You pick the winner.
Okay.
TKO or submission or decision.
Okay.
And you pick the time that the main event will take. So it's 25 minutes. Pick your minute. It's done. Okay?
Down to the second.
To the second.
Okay.
In the case of a tie, the person that's first will win.
Awesome.
Fair enough. And don't forget.
What if there's a draw?
10-15% off by using code MMANUTS on DefenseOf.com. If there's a draw, then fuck it. I don't know.
Everybody wins. DefenseOf's going to sit up.
They're going out of business. giving out.
They're going out of business. Everyone's going to get at least a piece of a bar of soap.
9,000.
That has not been in my mouth, on his balls, in my beer. God knows where else. On my butt's ass. I mean, my dog's ass. That's
terrible. Go there now.
It's all good.
Vote early, vote often.
Yes.
And let's get into some dirty business.
What?
The main event.
Oh, okay. We're just going to move right along. Waiting, anticipating.
What are you doing?
I hit the button, but nothing has happened yet, so I'm vamping.
You went forward.
I meant to go backward.
Oh.
Did I miss a slide? I may have missed a slide.
No, it was there, but you hit it again.
I double tapped.
Oh, I see.
It's all that zombie shit.
There it is.
Ingo got me all the zombie stuff for my birthday. I got all crazy, man. I loaded up.
Number one rule, cardio.
Double tap.
Let's do this.
All right. I got 5 minutes. All right, we got GSP.
Rush! You didn't. Oh, come on. George.
I'm sorry. George
Rush.
St. Pierre.
Thank you.
He's 22-2 versus Carlos.
The natural born killer.
Condit. He's 28-5. GSP, 36% of his wins by KO, 23% by submission. Condit, 16% by KO, 46% by submission. And the odds from BetDSI. Condit at +275. Ridiculous. GSP at -345. You want me to go or you want to go?
Go.
All right. Fucking GSP. This guy, torn ACL. Mm-hmm. Hadn't fought in, goddamn, let's see, it's got to be like a year and a half, right?
April 2011, last fight.
So, allegedly, he's back to 100%.
Nobody knows.
Yeah, and I have a hard time. It's like, how am I going to pick a guy to win a fight? Yes, he's been completely dominant in the time. But did you watch the prime time? Did you see that first one? Where he said the important thing to take away, the takeaway from that is he lost the fire. He lost the fire to compete. And he said he found it again during training, but if you've lost that fire, it is fucking gone. I know you can find it again, but for me, you're done.
You think so, though?
Yes.
But maybe he just went through some hard times with... Because you heard the part about him, like, struggling through training.
Yeah, he got tooled by people.
Ass kicked by people.
I like that.
So
he got humbled.
Yeah, maybe that's a good thing. Maybe that's where he found the fire again.
I don't think so. I'm going to disagree.
All right.
And Condit, he's hungry as fuck. And he's got that same fire that I thought he had when he was getting ready to fight Nick
He's
Diaz.
Like eating. He's going to not make weight. That's how hungry he is.
He's fucking tough as shit. He's eating gravel. He doesn't give a shit. But when you look at it from a cardio standpoint, I think these guys are even.
You would think.
The one question mark is not having Greg Jackson in your corner. Because I think both of these guys will struggle a little bit without that. Because we've seen, there's been a time where GSP tore his groin or something and fucking Greg Jackson's yelling at him. I don't give a fuck. You go out there, you hit him with your groin, man, whatever.
My abductor muscle.
Yeah. And then the same thing for Condit. Condit's fighting Rory McDonald. He's getting his ass kicked for two rounds.
It's funny you mention that.
And Greg Jackson comes back and says, it's time to go to fucking war. And then Condit comes out and he finishes him in the third round. And by the way, it's in Canada. Mm-hmm. So Condit doesn't give a shit about fighting in Canada. He's got a quote. I haven't had you a quote in a while. He says,
it's been a while.
Fighting him in his hometown might throw a lot of guys off, but I'll block all that out. I'm on the precipice of achieving my life goal.
Nice.
He uses big words.
He does.
I respect that.
Okay.
I think I might vote for him if he runs for president.
Condit for president.
It'll be better than all the choices except Gary Johnson.
That's who I voted for. I already voted, man.
How did you do that?
Early voting, sir.
How do you do that?
Stratford Mall, they have early voting. You got to check your area. I don't know if your town is allowed to go there, but they have early voting. It's too late,
right? Is it electronic?
Yes. It's too late, though.
Should I beat off on a pad?
No. You could, but there's a lot of people standing around. So
I'm not afraid.
Okay.
What do you call
it? No, I voted already.
Sexhibitionist?
I did vote. I vote. And I did vote for
Gage. Often and early.
Yes.
That's how we vote.
There's a huge line.
The other question in this fight, we've seen GSP at times when, you know, there's got to be a little bit of an attachment between Condit and GSP. I mean, not that they've exactly trained against each other. I think they've sparred a couple times. But being from the same training camp, there's no ill will from GSP towards Condit. So we've seen in fights like, look at the Dan Hardy fight where GSP has fought Hardy and he had him in a couple submission attempts, but he didn't have any real hatred towards him. He didn't want to fully apply those submissions and break anything. So in a fight with Condit, if he is somewhat friends with him or friendly towards him, I don't think he's going to finish it. So I think that's going to hurt him. And I think this fight is Condit's to win. I don't know how GSP's knee is going to be. I don't think he's going to get the shot. So here's what I see happening. I see Condit is going to outstrike GSP. We'll see how that goes. GSP is not going to take Condit down because he's been training fucking takedown fence like a wild man. And the other thing Condit's got is the unpredictability. Because we saw that in a stun gun fight where guy throws a fucking flying knee and then unleashes a bunch of other punches, knocks him out. First time stun gun's been knocked out. So I think heart and the will to win are what's going to take Condit. And he's going to fucking finish GSP. That's right. I'm going to say it. Say it right now. Fourth round TKO. Carlos Condit, natural born killer.
Okay. I can respect that. It's funny you brought up the Rory McDonald fight, because that's actually one of the key ones I was looking at again and again to figure out what GSP might be trying to do against Condit. Mm-hmm. If you mentioned the first couple of rounds from that fight.
Still hasn't cleared up, by the way.
Let it settle to the bottom.
I did
sip
it.
Sip off the
just
top.
Nothing has happened. I don't think this is a good plan for my health.
So I feel like the big question mark for me is I don't care about anything else other than does GSP still have the ability to shoot like a madman like he has done in years past over and over again. We saw Joe Lozon come off a really bad knee injury and he didn't look the same.
Not the first fight, right?
Yeah.
Well, first fight back, but I think by the second or third.
He was better.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was kind of saying that like the first fight he came back, he looked terrible. Like he just didn't. You know, he just didn't look himself. So I wonder, for GSP, is he going to have that pop? Because he's going to need that to be able to take Condit down the way he would want to.
And with him, too, there's probably a little fear. Because he always seems to be, like, afraid of his career. Because didn't he get, like, poked in the eye and then was, like, afraid of, like, oh, I'm blind! And then he doesn't have... the Greg Jackson in the corner to calm him down. I mean,
yeah,
the Hobby might be able to do it.
Yeah, he can do it. He can do it. I'm not too worried about the trainers on this because both guys are pros. I know that, you know, crazy shit can happen. What, you know, there could be controversy. There could be a lot of, you know, people could, both guys could get dragged into deep water by one or the other. So you never know. I mean, of course, that can happen. But I feel like, to me, like, this is a 5-round fight. I think it's not going to go 2, 3, 4 rounds. I think it's going to the distance. And I just feel like in a distance fight, George St. Pierre having, I know that Condit has had, what, 2 5-round fights already? He had the Diaz, and then there was another one. Maybe when he was in the WEC, I think he. So if you consider that, I think GSP overall, I mean, man, the guy's had so much ring time in a 5-round fight. I feel like as long as his knee can hold up, no matter what Condit does, if he comes out with crazy striking, GSP's just going to take him down and work him. And
what if Condit starts kicking that knee?
Well, then he'll
probably... John Jones.
He might. Well, I doubt he would do that. I think
no, he'll do it.
You think so?
Will to win.
The will to win.
Will to win, brother.
That's one of the... That's like the X factor for me. Is like Condit seems like the kind of guy who would like bite somebody to win, you know?
I don't know about that, but... No, we did see that on the Ultimate Fighter.
Yeah, I was just making a joke. But it's kind of...
Was that the UK version?
No, that was the US one. The guy bit the other guy because he had a guillotine locked up, but... Condit seems like the guy who would do anything to win, and GSP sometimes struggles with adversity. But I just
doing
kinda...
anything to win. Would you fuck your mother to win?
No,
exactly. That's why I'm not a fighter.
That's why I'm not a fighter.
Exactly.
So these guys have something special. Both of them do. GSP is going to keep his belt. I don't think Condit's the guy. As much as I know,
does
you
he have
like
to
him.
Give up the interim belt? Then does he have to actually deliver a belt?
No.
To GSP.
I think once
or
you,
once
have
you
it,
win
you
a belt,
it.
It's yours to keep.
Because every time you win this champ, you get another belt. So like, you know,
isn't that like a Wheel of Fortune thing? Once you buy a vowel, it's yours to keep or something.
I don't know. I don't really watch Wheel of Fortune.
I don't either. But there's something in there. I don't know.
I think it's going to be a grind fest. I think you're not going to get to see the Condit striking that you want to see. It's going to be the exact opposite of Diaz Condit, where GSP just keeps taking him down, taking him down.
What if Condit comes out and just starts taking GSP down?
That would be weird.
Because no one will expect that.
Yeah. That's like the BJ Penn, John Fitch.
Right.
Just come right out the bat.
You know what?
Go right for the shot.
That will not surprise me. I think Condit comes out and takes GSP down.
Could be.
And let's see GSP try to work off his back.
We haven't seen him jiu-jitsu anybody in a long time. Since Hardy, pretty much. Yeah. But, it's interesting. There's a lot of, I think out of all the champions at all the weight classes, GSP seems the most vulnerable at this point.
Sure.
So if you're going to beat him, I think this is the chance. If you don't beat him right now, I think he gets confidence back and he's going to be up there for a while. So.
And then he retires.
Yeah. If after he wins, I retire.
I go out on top, bitch.
Yeah. So should be good. I'm excited. We're going to go see this at our friend Keith in Maryland's house.
That's right.
Which Keith is an amazing cook, and I'm looking forward to blowing my diet out on his barbecue cooking.
Diet? Just what are you talking nonsense? Huh? What kind of diet are you on?
The eat anything diet? I eat everything.
You goddamn right.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
No, I mean, just saying. I try to eat healthy. It's the try being the optimum word.
All you got to do is just work out harder. You could stray just...
Yeah.
Do more cardio.
That's why somebody asked me, he's like, "You, I always see you doing this and that. Like, how come you don't care about what you eat?" I'm like, "I don't know. I just figure out when I eat bad, I try to work out extra hard."
Right.
That's my goal.
Do it a little extra cardio. Yeah. It's like, man, I fucking went to town last night.
Yeah.
And do the cardio.
Hit it hard.
It's all good.
Early and often.
Yes.
I keep coming.
Yes. Good for you. Yeah. With a reverse point. All right. So you've got GSPs.
Yes.
I've got Carlos Condit's.
Okay.
Magic 8-Ball. Go ahead. Ooh. Carlos Condit. I'm going to break this Magic 8-Ball. We should bowling ball it.
Okay, maybe.
At some point.
I can pitch it to you.
I've threatened it many a time, by the way.
So, what do we have?
Viewer mail.
Yes, we do.
With some fancy theme music.
Da, 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 da. Will you?
Sure.
Okay.
All right. You ready? All right. Curtis Paskin asks, speak on the topic of marijuana and MMA. Put your thoughts out there. Should it be considered a PED?
I don't think
personal entertainment device.
Yes. That it certainly is.
That's like the Fleshlight, yeah, right?
Right. I don't know what their slogan is. I don't know. Maybe you know.
I don't know. I've only fucked a fake pussy a couple times. I don't know what you're talking about. Just a couple.
A couple of hundred times.
What the hell?
I don't. You know what? I don't know. What? I don't think for me it matters. I think it should definitely not be on the same level as like steroids.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, there's a big difference.
There's a huge difference.
One expands your mind. One expands your muscles and your training capacity, yes, and your recovery ability. So fucking marijuana does absolutely nothing.
But I have a question.
Yes.
Dave Herman told us he does not smoke marijuana, yet this is the second time he tested positive.
He just is friends with a lot of people
again
that smoke marijuana.
He was hanging around at the wrong place at the wrong time, just happened to be right before a fight and tested positive again.
That can happen. It totally can happen.
Seems highly coincidental, sir. I don't know. Anyway.
Should I digress into a story?
No.
We'll pass on that one. All right. Curtis Wolf asks, has the UFC lost popularity with Fox Sports?
What do you think?
No. Charles Gates Jr. asks, did you guys catch the World Series of Fighting last night? If you did, what do you think? I'm going to have to report later because I want to watch the full broadcast. But for the one fight I saw, I liked it because you have the right announcer in Todd Harris. You have Bas Rutten for the color.
Ooh.
But the ring announcer sucks balls with his catchphrase that just didn't work, and I don't remember what it was at the time.
It's not Jimmy Lennon Jr., is it?
No.
Okay.
But you need to have, who's my favorite guy? Joe Martinez! Bring him back!
Yes.
He's the best. Better than Bruce Buffer. I'm bold enough to say it.
Ouch.
Bruce is pretty good, but
does he have the 3720, though? The Buffer 720?
Yeah, Buffer can't pull that off. He's going to hurt himself. He's going to blow out of it. He's going to Patrick Cote himself on that one, man.
What if he just bit it one time and just couldn't go on? That would be so cool.
That would be.
I'm getting too excited. If he just had a stroke in the ring.
Just jizzes his pants.
Yeah.
Big wet spot. What are you going to do? Hose him down.
I'll do the same. I'm recording it. I'll watch it.
Yeah, it's going to get watched tonight, so. All right, Marilyn Wade Yarbrough asks, feedback on some of the comments you received regarding Strikeforce.
What comments?
Strikeforce, is it going out of business?
Yes.
Okay.
I believe it is. I believe they will never have another event. I should cancel my Showtime, but I'm not sure.
Well, the rumor is the World Series of Fighting might be moving to Showtime.
Then I will not cancel it.
So,
I want MMA on Showtime.
Open.
As long as it's not Mauro Ranallo and Shamrock and fucking, what's his face? Blue
List. Well, Shamrock's like a part of Strikeforce.
Okay.
So he's always going to be involved. So that's a problem. Or not. It depends. Half full or half empty. Joseph Alphonse asks, what's the number to Lee's Chicken? I'm hungry. Also, would you think it's a good idea just to put all the fighters from Strikeforce, Bellator, all into the UFC? You gonna get the number for Lee's Chicken?
You answer that question, I'll find Lee's
Chicken. All right, I'll ask the second question. I think Strikeforce fighters, yes, they should be in the UFC because that league is just dead. But they're doing the same thing what they did to all the other leagues. We started with Pride, and then we killed WEC. Now we're gonna kill Strikeforce, so it's a conglomerate. Bellator, no, they shouldn't kill that. Keep that separate. We need some competition, so you need a Bellator, you need a little World Series of Fighting, you need a little 1FC, whatever else is popping up. It's all good. Competition's good. Monopoly, bad.
That's right.
Fighter pay needs to go up.
This Lee's Chicken looks delicious, by the way. They have a lot of locations.
What's the phone number?
There's many numbers.
Numerous.
I'll give you one from Covington, Kentucky, 859-491-2491. They're still
859.
Unfortunately, they're now closed, so you're fucked.
Ah, fuck.
They close at
9. It depends what time it gets posted, though.
They close at 9. 11 to 9.
I know, but what time we post the show?
Oh, sometime during the day, Monday. So they will be open. Sounds good. Damn, fucking chicken.
That was weak. I have a bum thumb from loading bullets. Every time I load bullets, I cut my thumb for some reason.
Oh, really? It's a bitch to get, like, the Glock you have, like, the first 12 are fine, but the last. Like, for us, like, fuck it.
Well, the magazines are a son of a bitch. The shotgun was the funnest because that was the easiest. Just pop, 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 five in. We gotta get footage of that because you just blow the shit out of a target.
I forgot. I got footage of you shooting the Glock, but not the shotgun.
Well, next time. We're shooting regularly now. Once a month, we're in.
All right. I gotta clear that with the old lady.
You don't gotta clear shit, old man.
She doesn't like me shooting guns.
Well, you're going bowling, and then we'll be shooting.
Oh, yeah. Because our wives don't talk, and it's not going to be like, what is it? Matt, why are you taking all your guns? I'm going bowling, okay?
No reason.
Just in case.
This is my new bowling bag. It looks nothing like a bowling ball.
It's 6 feet long. It looks like a rifle.
We do weird stuff while we're at
That's
bowling.
That's one of those big-ass ones. Those fucking elephant guns. You know what
Fuck yeah, I'm not afraid. We could shoot anything, right?
Like a big ass fucking.
Illinois is totally the best state for shooting guns and owning weapons ever.
Not so much.
It's all good. Ryan Smith asks, since it appears Strike Force is dead, who would you match up the four current Strike Force champions with? You have Melendez, you have Marquardt, you have Rockhold, and Cormier in their first UFC bouts. I'll jump the fucking shark here and tell you right now. Title shots, everybody. Strike Force versus UFC.
I'm down with it, man.
Done. Make it happen.
Why fuck around?
Exactly. If you're the best in that league, come over and fight the champion.
Do it.
Champion versus champion.
Skip everybody.
All right, Andrew M. asks, are you going to see The Man with the Iron Fist?
I don't know what that is.
That's a Kung Lee movie. No. I forgot who directed it. It might even be Quentin Tarantino.
The answer is no. Oh. Then the answer might be yes.
I don't know. I'm not sure who the director is. I could be wrong.
If it's Quentin Tarantino, I'm in.
But yes, I will see it, but I'm like 4 months behind the normal population on when I see a movie because I'm the cheap fuck that will wait for the Redbox / Amazon Prime / premium movie channel.
All good.
Ain't going to movie theaters.
Too expensive. Except when it's big, big movies. I'm going to see The Hobbit. That I'm going to skip work and go see it one day. Coming out soon.
All right, I'll go. I'll just go. I might even just not skip work. We'll see.
Depends. We need to be medicated in order to see that. It's an epic 3-hour movie.
Oh, yeah. It's we should try that.
Lord of the Rings style.
Okay, cool. Mm. All right. Andrew M. was a follow-up from his last question. What size pickles does Ingo like?
Big fucking pickles.
The bigger, the better.
If there's not a company called Big Fucking Pickle, there should be one.
We should make one. That should be our new company
Big
name. Coin a phrase.
BFP, cha-ching. Big fucking pickle, BFP.com.
BFP.
495 domains, here you go.
BFPB, big fucking pickle, bitch. You always got to throw that bitch in at the end. That's like a shout out to Dave Chappelle, by the way. Damon Sassy asks, do you believe in ghosts?
No.
Emil Van Erickson asks, who has the best chance against GSP out of the current contenders? Catman, Hendricks, Condit, and so forth.
I said earlier, I'm thinking it's Condit because right now is the time. If Condit doesn't do it, if Hendricks gets a shot, GSP is going to be rejuvenated, happy, excited. It's going to be tough to beat him. What do you think?
Yes. Jeff Ellsbury asks, what do you think of Arlovski versus Barnett? Winner gets into the UFC?
I think Barnett will make quick work
of that. I don't know. Arlovski is training with Greg Jackson now.
I know, but Barnett.
And Travis Brown in his corner, and that could be awkward.
Arlovski's a good striker, but, I mean, Barnett, take that shit right to the ground. And
put it. Arlovski works so well off his back. What are you talking about?
When was the last time we've seen jiu-jitsu from Mr. Arlovski?
I don't know. He showed me a footlock once something.
Okay.
Remember?
Yeah.
The seminar, we were doing the heel hook or something.
Yes, I forgot about that.
He was correcting my position. It was a reverse grip. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, this is sweet. This is how he beat Tim Sylvia.
Yes.
Nice. He dropped down for this move. It was epic. It's awesome. James Waller asks, how about Tyrone Spong's MMA debut performance?
Didn't see. We'll see soon.
Yes, I heard it was an epic mismatch, and I saw that right hand where he kind of ducked down, came up.
Yep, he's supposed to be the next
Sleepy
coming
time.
Something.
Taylor Terry asked, do you guys agree that the market is getting oversaturated and this is making the quality of the cards decline? If so, do you have any ideas for a solution?
Yes, and I think, which they'll never do, is they should stack a couple of cards a year. Like, ridiculously stack. There should be
UFC
like
100.
Like a...
And by the way, let me say that. Did you... You look at who's on that card. Like, I'm just looking at the poster right now. You have the Frank Mir, Brock Lesnar. You have GSP, Alves, Dan Henderson, Bisping. John Jones also fought on that card.
Oh, nice.
I forgot about that. I saw that the other day. I was like, man, that card was fucking awesome.
Yeah, they should just do like a Champions League or something like where it's, they have the regular cards, and I would even pay more if it was like...
I'd pay $79.95.
Wow. Make one card.
I'd pay like $11.99 a minute.
I wouldn't pay that much. That's a lot.
That's like Ken Shamrock money.
Yeah. Nice. Actually, that's what you can say from now on. Instead of Anderson Silva money, it's Ken Shamrock money. $11.99 a minute.
Hey, he has a lot of debts to repay. I'm sure that him and the UFC are
a lot
like
of money, man.
Kosher.
That's like $800 an hour.
Try with that. That's
wow.
That's a good hooker. That needs a good pimp.
Yeah.
Just saying. All right, Daniel Ivanovich asks, should UFC do a 2-versus-2 double coaches format for Tough? Example, Team 1, Nick Diaz, Coach 1, Nate Diaz, Coach 2. Team 2, GSP, Coach 1, BJ Penn, Coach 2. End of the season, Nick fights GSP, Nate fights BJ.
I guess, I don't know. I don't know why the coaches have to fight at all.
It's like, they don't.
It's like, why don't you just make the show about the fighters and then make that part better instead of fucking focusing on the coaches fighting, like the Shane Carwin, Roy Nelson. I could give two shits about those guys fighting.
Isn't
honestly.
This the best season ever? What are you
no,
talking
about?
No,
it's horrible. It's the horrible. You know what? I have gained a lot of respect for Carwin in this because he's not putting up with the bullshit from Roy Nelson or whatever. And he seems like he's letting his guys do their thing and they're winning. But why do the coaches need to fight? They don't need to fight. I mean, yeah, they could, but I'd rather see like the up and. I want to. This show should be about the guys that are like in 3 or 4 years. Going to be near the top five. That's what I want the show to be about. I want to see more training. I want to see more teaching. I want to see some technique. I want to learn something when I watch the show right now. Only thing I learn is don't get drunk and get in the house with a bunch of fighters because they're all crazy. So
yeah, it's just the stupid. Same thing we've seen over and over. I don't need to see it anymore.
It's reality TV gone bad.
UK versus Australia, though, is fucking awesome. That is what should be on TV, and this other one should be on the fucking internet.
Yeah.
All right. Ivanovich asks again.
More questions?
He's got three. What if Fabricio Verdum submits Big Nog? Would it be devastating for Big Nog, especially for his legacy?
No, Verdum's like a legend, just like he is. It'd be fine.
Okay. Last one from him. MMA bout. Arnold Schwarzenegger versus Sylvester Stallone. Winner and method.
Now or like 10 years
now.
Ago? Now. I think Stallone kills Schwarzenegger.
Yes, now. I'll agree.
Back in the day?
Well, I'd say Stallone, he's all HGH'd up. Plus, he probably had to have a little bit of boxing training to do like
Rocky?
Five Rockies or six. I don't know how many were there.
Seven. How many?
And fucking all of Schwarzenegger's movies, he was pretty much using a weapon and not his hands. Predator,
he's all about the
Commando.
Muscles.
He's
too. He swung a sword
in
like what's that?
Conan.
Yeah,
I watched that the other day. By the way,
it's old school.
You gotta be.
Wasn't he in like Red Sonja too or something?
I'll buy that for $1.
Yeah.
All right. Greg LaFountain asks, do you think Sonnen and Jones coaching can help save Tough, or do you think the coaches don't have as much to do with it as the fighters competing for the contract?
Well, we just said, I think it's the fighters. The coaches should be like the backstory.
Secondary.
Yeah. I think if they don't do something to change the fighting format or whatever it is, I don't want to watch any more drama. It's just old.
I don't have time for drama. I want to see them train and see them fight.
Yeah.
In, out, done.
Do I want to...
And a coach's challenge.
Right. The coach's challenge is amazing. They should
good.
Do more of those.
Those are good.
But, I mean, do we really want to watch a guy that you're going to see in like a couple years be contending? You want to watch him have like a personal meltdown after he's drank a few beers, like, and cry like a bitch
sad.
And do whatever. Let me bang, bro. I just want to bang. Not that guy's going to make
sad.
The UFC.
It's like a lot of these guys have personal problems, and I don't need to see it. Along with, I don't need to see them crying after every time someone loses.
Right.
It's fucking, I get it. They're upset. I don't need to see it.
Right.
Just tell me he was upset. He cried.
And is that the kind of people they're trying to draw in? Does that show, I would love to see a metric on, like, how many people that show draws and brings to a pay-per-view and makes new fans? Because I bet you the number's small. I really do. I bet you the people... Because what they're watching there is not what we see on a pay-per-view. It's not the same thing.
No, this is... In some essence, it's Bush League.
Yes.
It's not...
Disgrace to the sport.
It's not high level fucking MMA.
And we got a guy from Illinois on that show who seems pretty calm and collected, that Neil Magny guy. We saw him fight in Wisconsin on that Combat USA card.
Okay.
He did pretty good. You don't remember? Yeah. He's won a couple fights on the show already. He looks like he might be a shoe-in to possibly win the whole thing. But guys like that, great. You know, quiet, just kind of doing their thing. But then you got these fucking idiots that are just drunk assholes just making everybody look bad. And no one wants, you know, it's... No, I don't want to see it. I really don't. I wish they would just take it off TV.
I think it needs to go on a hiatus and just go away in someone's asshole.
Or the coaches need to like make these idiots accountable for their actions. There should be like, you should get kicked off if you act stupid like
Maybe they should have access to television and bitches or something.
Oh, yeah.
Blow. I don't know.
Blow. Let's introduce cocaine into the house.
Fuck alcohol. Give them cocaine and now let's have a party.
Okay. That's gonna work.
Cocaine and prostitutes, but you could sniff the cocaine, but it's gotta be off a prostitute's asshole.
Okay.
You tell me that's not gonna be entertainment.
I don't think that's officially sanctioned by.
It doesn't have to be filmed in the United States.
Okay.
We are worldwide, right?
UFC Amsterdam.
Sure.
Is that coming up next?
Sure. All right. Darian Vertin asks, who has the best beard in MMA?
Jesus Christ! You have more questions.
We're going hard.
I'm gonna
and
have
long.
To say Johnny Hendricks at this point.
Brock Lesnar. Okay. When he was.
He's
in,
no longer
it
in
It doesn't
MMA,
matter.
Sir.
He'll always have the most epic.
Okay.
Okay, Darren Burton, second question. Have you guys done some pranks on people? I will take this one. When I was working, I once caught a garter snake outside and brought it inside my workplace. And while my buddy was taking a shit, I took said snake and threw it under a stall onto his feet. Unfortunately, he wasn't terrified by snakes, and he just kind of was like, eh, whatever. Just kind of shoot it out. So I had to pick up said snake again, put it in a box, pretend like I got a return from a customer, and took it inside the office and went up to my buddy, who's terrified of snakes, and took it on his desk. And I, hey, come nice. Check out this. Look at what this fucker returned, and opened a box on him. Scream like a little girl and fucking ran out.
That's awesome.
But yeah, have fun with snakes. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, I've done some pranks. The one I remember from college is my buddy passed out on the couch and we painted his fingernails and his eyelashes and everything. We had some chicks over and they were just totally makeup them up. And then the last minute, I was like, you know what? We should take off his socks and shoes and we should paint his fucking toenails and put everything back. So that when he thinks he's got everything off when he gets in the shower, right? When he's going to step in and look down and go, motherfucker! And that's exactly what happened. And the sick fucker came back and he broke into our house like a couple days later and he killed all our fish in our fish tank.
Son
and he
of a
left
bitch.
Them with severed heads in the fucking fish tank.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, and our albino frogs too.
That sick
bastard.
Fucker?
Bastard. He was a sick fucker. But I guess we deserved it. I don't know.
I don't know. Killing animals ain't right.
It was just reptiles and fish. They have no feelings.
Okay.
So says Kurt Cobain, right?
Karma. Karma will come get you.
Karma's a bitch.
Sama Elyon asks, how big is Fedor's penis? I'll take this one. You know that thing that hangs down in the back of your throat?
Mm-hmm.
Fedor can fuck you up the ass, and he can hit that thing.
Nice.
And he hits it Rocky style, like a goddamn speed bag. That's how big his penis is.
Nice. That's a big penis.
That's Russian.
Large penis.
You're not afraid.
Please tell me that's the end.
We're going to have to cut. There's more, and I'm sorry.
I can't take it anymore.
There's too many questions.
Next show.
It was awesome.
More. I got to pee.
Oh,
I'm at this point of
you bitch
to relieve myself.
I do too, but I don't.
How's your beer?
It's not gonna get drunk.
You've made it quite a ways.
Officially said it's not good for my health and or sanity.
Okay. Knowledge.
All right, so here's a little knowledge. I'm watching, there's a good show on a History Channel called The Men Who Built America, and I'm not like a history guy, but this is a pretty good show. It goes on like J.P. Morgan, Rockefeller, Vanderbilt, Carnegie, and it just shows like how ruthless these motherfuckers are.
Yes.
And what they did to get to where they got to, and then it also throws in people like Mark Cuban, Donald Trump, Steve Wozniak, Jack Welch, just throwing in their little pieces of wisdom, of like, hey, do this, do that, but. I'm not a history guy, but it's pretty entertaining.
Okay.
Check that out.
Nice. It's funny you mention that because I have a similar suggestion. There is a podcast I got turned on to because the Joe Rogan podcast went on a hiatus for a week, so I was looking for something to listen to. There's a history podcast. It's by Dan Carlin, just like the comedian. George Carlin. So if search for that on iTunes, and he has like a he does all these little topics. Like there was like a freaking 6-part one on Rome, which I was addicted to. I listened to it in the car all week, and then there's some stuff on World War II. He's got a whole bunch of them. Really interesting take on like history. He's obviously a history nerd, but he brings it to you from a different perspective. It's called History Madness or something. But check it out, Dan Carlin. It's funny that you are into history all of a sudden. It's kind of you should listen to it. It's really good. It's really good. It's audio only though. There's no video. So I don't know. I know you like to
sometimes
watch the Rogan podcast.
Sometimes when I'm working out, sometimes I'll put the podcast on over here and just fucking make it happen. And then the last thing I'll say is my dog killed another squirrel.
Yes.
She's 2 for 2. And this one was terrible because my wife had let the dog out into the backyard. And I just hear this scream, Matthew! I'm like, oh, shit, my dog got away because I see the fence. The gate is open. So I get the shoes on and run outside. I don't see my dog. I don't see my wife. I'm like, oh, what the fuck is going on? So I go in the backyard. And my dog is just raping a fucking squirrel in the backyard. Yeah. So I had to call her off. And, like, she finally came to me. But the fucking squirrel was still somewhat alive.
Did you bash it with the thing?
Taking labored breaths. Well, that was the problem. Because I'm like, oh, fuck, man. What do I do? Do I shoot this thing?
I'm like, trouble, dude. Trouble.
Like, I got guns. I can do this. Like, do I just unleash my hound again and let her finish the job? Or do I shovel fuck it? I shovel fucked it, but let me tell you, it was not easy. Like, 10 years ago, I would have just, like, motherfucker, you're going down. Like, this one, I had to sit there, I'm like, man.
Really?
Sorry.
I wouldn't have guessed that.
I got to kind of do this. I don't feel like doing this, but I got to do it. And then I did it, and yeah.
Had to be done.
It had to. I did sever its tail, though.
It's all good.
I kept a little keepsake after the fact.
Okay.
Well, yeah. I don't know. It was weird.
Okay. But, do you have the tail?
Yeah, it's in my garage.
Interesting.
I got it hung up because I figured.
A little weird.
I said the next one she kills, I'm going to skin that fucker. I'm going to skin him down.
Okay.
You're like, okay.
It's getting a little weird.
It's all good.
Friends and skinning squirrels. Nice. That's how it starts, sir.
Well, I feel like it's a waste of, I don't know. Something's been killed. I feel like you should be doing something with the body.
Kill or be killed, man.
Hey, I can't help it if you're fat and slow. You got to die.
Yep.
My dog is a fucking killer.
Predator.
I don't know if it's because I have a squirrel toy, and like I go in the backyard with her, and I throw this squirrel toy, and she gets it, and then she shakes the shit out of it, and then we fight for it. I don't know if maybe I've been subconsciously training her to kill said squirrels.
You have.
But.
I didn't know that part.
Yeah. She, her and I fight for squirrels. So.
Okay. She I'm probably thinks she's doing something good for you.
She is until I gotta call her off. But. If you're a squirrel, don't come into my yard. You're gonna get dead.
Yeah, if the show suddenly disappears and it's only him doing it. Come look for me, okay? That,
or if it's me with an Ingo face on. I know nothing.
It puts the lotion on its skin.
I know nothing.
Okay.
It's all good.
That's interesting.
We shut it down.
Start feeding me like coconut milk all the time. I'm like,
I'm trying to fatten him up. Like, Ingo, you like the ribeye steak?
There you go.
Very tasty. It's all good.
All right. Well, that has been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name's Ingo Weigold.
I'm Matt Griffith.
And we will see you guys next time. I have no idea for what. This seems like there's...
Probably a recap.
Yeah. Well, no.
Yeah.
Are we taking a week off?
The next weekend is that UFC on Fuel 6.
Oh, I won't be able to see that because I don't have fucking fuel, but I guess I'll recap
You'll
it.
You'll see
it. I'll check it out It'll on someplace.
Out. That's right. Skull fuck your monkey. Thanks for playing.
Have a good evening.